Hi, everyone. It's Donna Fox. Well, I'm back live on the air and raring to go. So happy to be back here. I just wasn't up to snuff, as they say. The energy's got me last week. And here I am back alive. In fact, I have a couple of very exciting things to talk to you about. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom with Donna Fox, and we are going to be talking about the Akashic Records. We're going to be talking about how the Akashic Records can heal your life, can help you get more insight into your life. We're going to be taking questions for any of those folks out there that would like to call. And we're going to just talk about stuff. But the reason I'm calling, the reason I'm so excited is that it has come forward from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records. And again, I want you to understand that that is the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And for those people who have been listening to Akashic Wisdom, it's going to be 4 years in February, if you can believe that. I can't. It seems like yesterday, but I've loved every moment of it. What has come forward is that, and again, if you've been listening, you know that I'm a teacher, and I've been working with the Akashic Records for 14 years. Well, I am doing a beta test, and for those people who would like to participate in this beta test, it's very exciting. I am going to do my first teleconference Akashic Record Level 1. So that means that no matter where you are in the world, if you want to attend an Akashic Record workshop, learning how to access your Akashic Records with the sacred prayer that I teach, you're going to be able to do that now. And the teleconference is going to be, it's going to be 4 Thursdays. It'll be a special call-in number that after you register and you receive your manual, that we will be on a conference call and we will be talking. And for those people who are interested, it's going to be very exciting. I want you to email me if this is of interest to you at info@akashicwisdom.com, just like the show. And the teleconference dates are going to be September 22nd, September 29th, October 6th, and October 12th. And because I have a large audience and of different time zones, we're going to be doing 2 classes that night. For the Eastern folks, the folks that are on Eastern and Central Time, well, actually Eastern Time, it's going to be from 7 p.m. until 9:30 for those four nights. And for the Pacific folks, people in California, etc., it's going to be from it'll actually be from 7 o'clock your time to 9:30. So, but Eastern, it would be 10 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. So we're going to be doing 2 classes, and it's going to be Level 1. So if you would like more information, please email me, and I will be letting you know about that. And it's going to be at a greatly reduced price, which means because it's a beta test, I want to see how this is going to go. I've had a lot of people call and want to know how this is going to go. And so there's going to be a significant discount on this class. So normally the classes are $333 to learn how to access your records, as long as you get your money in before a certain date, and then they go to $350. But this one is going to be quite a bit different. So we are going. If you call me at 216-691-1233, and you can call me, and I can talk to you about the details, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So again, this is exciting. New technology. We're going to do the teleconference Level 1 Akashic Record workshop. So I hope to hear from you. So, okay, we're going to go on with our show. And if you'd like to call in and ask a question tonight, you can call in at 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 530-413-4511. 4520. And if you've got some friends that are listening or don't have, for whatever reason, a computer access, they can dial in and listen in via the phone at 712-432-0075. And the access code to listen in tonight is 318-116-pound. So I hope you can listen in, and I hope that you can call and ask questions, because that's what's going to be fun tonight. Okay, so I can't tell you, it's very interesting that we are going to be doing that teleconference class. And I know that it's going to open it up to folks that are across the world, because we have teachers right now that teach the Akashic Records in South America, in Argentina, and in Uruguay, and now we're going to be going into Spain, and we already are in Spain, etc. So we have people from all over the country, all over the world, wanting to anchor the energy of the Akashic Records. And what's also important and exciting is that we're in a very special time now, a very special energetic place. And for those of you who have listened, you know that I open the records. I only open the Akashic Records prior to every show and bring forth a message from the Akashic Records for you. And what's important about these times is that we are dealing with not only personal responsibility and global responsibility for ourselves, but we're also dealing with the importance of modeling who we are to our children. Now, again, for those people who have been listening, you know that they're, you know, I lost my husband, it'll be a year in October. And every time we have a situation like that, we go through, not just me, but other people, we move into a new chapter in our life. It's an adjustment, and we have things that we need to begin, and we have things that we need to end. And all of this is happening at a time that parallels what's happening not only with our planet, but also what's happening in the energies of the universe. Now, I don't really read other people's stuff. I almost make it a point not to, because I don't want to be influenced in my conscious mind by what other people are saying. But I work with the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones. And what's coming forward now is that what it's very interesting. They're using the term golden. It's that we're in golden light. We're in a golden age now that has to do with us moving forward into anchoring our survival, our actual survival. And it's not so much survival of the planet, so much as survival of the species based on our heart energy. And what's going to be very important is for us to begin to really start defining our life. Defining our life in a way that we know who we are. For so many years, we have wandered and wondered why certain things happen in our lives and why certain things have not happened in our lives. And so this is a wonderful opportunity for all of us to really work toward defining our lives. Now, they've talked about this before, but what's really important is that there are specific actions around defining your life that need to be taken and need to be visited every day. And so I'd like to talk to you about that, about how important it is to journal and to write down your wants and your needs and the way you want your life to look and feel. Because when you start moving forward and discerning where your life is now and where you want it to be, that's very important. Where your life is now and where you want it to be. And because in order for you to create a plan, in order for you to make choices, you need to know where you're at. I mean, if you're going to plan a trip, you just can't say, I'm going to go on a trip, because somebody's bound to ask you, where are you going? And I don't know where I'm going. I'm just going to go. Well, that's very nice, but it's not really going to help you, is it? It's not going to help you really get to where you're wanting to go. So that's what's really important here. What's really important is that you move into a place of discernment and mapping out what you would like to do with your life. So here are some examples of questions that have come forward from the Akashic Records and how that will help you, and how it will help you actually mold your life. And what the records have said is that honing you is owning you, because you belong to you. You need to own yourself, your own heart. It's about all of us claiming who we are and honing ourselves in the way that we choose. Honing ourselves in the way that we choose. So here are some questions for you to really look at. And it seems that what I've been, these are also questions I'm working with. So what came forward from the records is that I am to work with this and really move into it, and also then begin to offer it either as an intensive workshop or, again, as a teleconference. So here is some questions that you may want to really open your heart to. And if, in fact, you know how to open your personal Akashic Records, that's great. Then you want to do this work with your records open. Even though the questions are stated, you are really mining, you're really moving into your own inner being and allowing your soul to speak to you. And if you don't know how to work with your own personal Akashic Records, you can do this intuitively, but be sure to connect with your heart energy. And know that any critical energy that comes forward is an ego-based criticism. So here are some questions. First, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to really do an overview of your life and really look at where you're at and write down a description of how your life is right now. So you want to describe your finances, your environment, your surroundings, your health, your relationships, your work, all from a place of where you're at now. And it's going to be very important that you come from a place of total and complete honesty. No one has to see this journal but you. So you really want to describe your total environment, including your feelings. So what you're doing is establishing where you're at. So if you were thinking about mapping your trip, you have to find out where you're starting from. You have to have your starting place very clearly drawn. And this place of the description of where you're at right now is absolutely key from a place of honesty. And there's no room for shame here. There's no room for feeling badly. What you're looking for is the truth of where you're at. And when you begin to tell yourself the truth of where you're at, you can then begin to make conscious choices of where you want to be. And what's important for you to realize here is that so many of us walk through life in a fog, and we make assumptions, or we actually like walk with our heads covered. And it's very hard to focus and get direction if you're walking with your eyes and your head covered. You can't see where you're going. And if you can't see where you're going, you can't make conscious choices of where it is, in what direction you're headed. Also, with your head covered, you can't see where you've been. So it's very important to journal out exactly where you are. Now, does that mean that at times when you're journaling this, you won't be angry at yourself? Not at all. There will be times where you're angry at yourself. And there's nothing wrong with being angry at yourself. There's nothing wrong with having that emotion. This is not about stifling that emotion. It's just what's being said here is that it's important that you not dwell on what you didn't do, what you haven't done, what you could have done. That's not the purpose. The purpose here is to do a very honest personal inventory of where you're at. And after you do that inventory of where you're at in a very honest way, now this is not going to be something that you're just going to make a list and it's going to take you 10 minutes. No, if you're doing it properly, it's going to take you a few days. And the reason that's going to take you a few days or more is because it's really about taking a deep look at where you are. Not trying to solve anything, not trying to fix anything. For this part of this process, it's only about observing. You want to observe and document where you're at right now in all areas and levels of your life. Again, from a place of your environment, your health, your feelings, your relationships, your finances, your career or job, all the things that go into making you who you are and creating this wonderful realm that you call your energy field. All of these things contribute to your energy field and how you operate in the world. And so after you've done a very important and detailed and organized overview and observation, you then want to look at all of those things, and you then want to go into your heart and you want to decide and describe how you want your life to feel and look. Now, again, if you've heard me talk before, you know that how you want your life to look and feel, or how you want your life to feel and look, is many times a theme. But this is very important because you want to describe where you're at, and then you want to move into how you want your life to feel and look. And then while you're doing, in other words, like that feel and look part is the overview of what you want to create. this is not, and again, this is not about how am I going to get there, or I can't do it, I don't have enough money, or it'd be yes, but. This is no place for yes, butting. This is a place where you want to do an overview of what you truly want. You want to really move into a realistic lifestyle, environment, health being, relationship. It all needs to look and feel comfortable, joyful, peaceful, abundant. And the reason this is important is that when you move forward in what you want your life to look and feel, or feel and look, and however you want to, if you're working with your records, go from the feel and then look part, by the way. But if the idea here is really to get a very, very important overview of the feeling of your life, and then the details of how you want your life to be. Now, this is not, quite frankly, and I'm not trying to say don't go for the gusto and describe outrageous things. But what is being said here is go for a place where you can receive that which you truly want. There's a big difference. We can all imagine fabulous palace-like homes and being famous, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it has more to do with what are you willing to receive to feel contentment. If you're comfortable in receiving an annual earnings of $70,000, and that's okay with you, nothing wrong with that. If it's okay with $30,000, or if you really want to make $500,000, but the reality is go for what you feel comfortable in receiving for now. You know, this is not a forever map. You can always increase it. It's what you want right now. Remember that what you want to do is set yourself up so that when you're moving forward in your choices will support your dreams. Your choices will support your future and your current reality. And when you're making your choices, you really need to be able to feel within your heart what's okay to receive. So, it's so important that you're okay with it. That you can really see it. You can see it, feel it, and touch it. That's so important. Because if your monkey mind is playing with you and you say, I see, and you're imagining wonderful things, and the monkey mind comes in and says, oh, yeah, but you can't have that because, you need to be able to quell the monkey mind and thank them for the information rather than allowing that anxiety to sit within your heart. So do the overview of how you want your life to look and feel. And then from a place of alignment, describe it in detail. And as you're describing it in detail of how you want your life to feel and look, when you're describing it, it's going to be absolutely key that you notice if there's any tension, fear, apprehension, or doubt in your descriptions as you're writing them down. This is not a criticism. You just need to be able to be aware of that. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But right now we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello. Good evening. Always a pleasure to listen to your show.
Oh,
this
thank you.
Gail.
Gail, hi. And where are you calling from, Gail?
From Tennessee.
Okay, great. All right, how can we help you tonight?
I have a question.
Okay, is it
concerning my life path?
T-A-I-L? I'm sorry?
We're getting an echo feedback. I'm not sure why.
Do you have your computer on?
I do.
Turn your speakers down.
Totally off.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. Is your name spelled G-A-Y-L-E or G-A-I-L?
G-A-Y-L-A.
That's what I thought. Okay. All right. Okay, so you have a question about life path or something, did you say? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. Not about changing it. I know that I'm on the right path. But location-wise, I'm really beginning to wonder if it's time to leave Tennessee and move to, I'm really being drawn towards Arkansas. And it is a big decision, but I can do my works anywhere.
Well,
the vibration doesn't feel right here in Tennessee anymore.
Well, I'll tell you why you're being drawn to Arkansas. It's because of what's in the ground there.
The crystals, isn't it?
Exactly. It's the crystals.
Okay.
It's your work with the crystals. It's the information you receive from the crystal scale.
I just
Absolutely.
Left this place here in Tennessee doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I'm taking a breather, a hiatus, if you will, right now.
No, you're recharging.
Yeah, I'm recharging.
You're recharging.
So I guess then the records are showing that is my next destination.
Yes. And it's interesting
awesome.
Because normally they won't tell you what to do, but this is such a strong feeling I have here that it's really what I'm hearing is it's a destiny move for you.
Uh-huh. And will I find the finances? And I think that's why I'm not allowing myself to get comfortable financially in the place I'm at. Here, even though I've just been here for a few months, and things aren't going to just fall in place like they should, is because this is not where, this is not going to be my final place. I have to move on.
Well, now, just hear this for a moment. It's very important that you really look at the belief systems you're holding. And the belief
mm-hmm.
system you're holding is that in order for me to be able to leave, I need to be I need to feel challenged financially. And
I don't think I'm feeling that.
No. What I'm saying is that you're saying what you said was things are not aligning financially for you. There.
Yeah, I picked a bad location for my business.
Whatever the reason, what the master teachers and loved ones are asking you to look at is that you do not have to be quote unquote pushed out of anywhere because of dollars. It's really about a choice of where your inner being is in alignment. Because
I think that the lesson that I'm learning here is that in the past.
Yes.
I have held on to situations far longer than I should have, not wanting to make changes when I knew that inevitably it would have to happen. And so now I'm willing to let go of not workable things quicker.
Good for you.
Business-wise, yeah.
Good.
If it's not working, if it can't hold its own, it can't pay its bills, you got to go. It's just,
well,
you know, but the old cliche, nothing ventured, nothing gained, is where
well,
you have
true.
To be. But you don't hang in there like an old beat-up horse and just keep trying to do it when you know that time has come and gone a long time ago to the point of being in financial ruin. You just move on. It's not that you give up. You just move on.
That's right. But they're also saying that you could be totally and completely financially successful there and still choose to move because it was within your alignment to move on. And by trusting your
mm-hmm.
intuition and trusting your guides and your angels and your inner being, that it's not about I've got to leave here because I'm not making any money. It's about I've got to leave here because my destiny is somewhere else. That's the piece
yeah.
I want you to see.
I understand that. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And this radio show that I'm getting ready to do is called the Natural Dog. I'm wondering if I should do that right now or wait till spring.
What station are you going to be on?
Micro Effect.
I don't know about that, but okay. You want to know if you should go forward with it now, or you might, or you want to, you're waiting until spring?
Yeah. Yeah. When I have my product line and everything that we're going to be, that the companies are going to be sponsoring, that doesn't seem to be able to get pulled together till, I can't seem to get it together at the moment, I guess is what I say. And I have to tell the radio owners quickly.
Yeah, the reason you can't get it together yet is because you're not together yet.
Right. Right.
So you have to, you want to be in alignment with it's really what the Master's Teachers and Loved Ones were talking about earlier. It's really about telling yourself the truth about where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And about what the truth is and all that, and then being in alignment with that and then moving forward, because it's important for you as well as other people who are listening and myself as well, that we be within our own integrity when we make our choices and we make our observations.
True.
And so
that's real difficult.
Yeah, sometimes it is. And so the idea is that there are times you can fake it till you make it, but the reality is, and again, we're all wounded healers. That's what makes us good healers, is that we have that compassion for people. But the reality here is that we have to really look at, what I'm hearing is the ingredients. This is your stuff, because I wouldn't have, this is not mine, this is yours. They're talking to me about you having all the ingredients to bake your cake.
Okay.
And
okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now here's the other thing that what I'm hearing. There was a song. They're playing the song, and someone left the cake out in the rain. Is part of the song, and they're not giving me the name. Oh, I know this. I can hear it. I can't sing it, but I can hear it. Wow, this is a great song. And if you grew up in the 60s, you would know the song. But they keep saying someone left the cake out in the rain. And so anybody who's out there that wants to give me the lyrics of what I'm talking about is great, because I have no idea what I'm talking about, but I can hear the song. But there seems to be some kind of, that song is really, oh, MacArthur Park. Thank you very much. It's called MacArthur Park. And for whatever reason, Gail, it's a song that you need to hear again.
And what's the name of it?
MacArthur Park.
Oh, MacArthur Park. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that was one of my favorite songs growing up. Yeah.
Well, they're playing it for me in my head. Okay. Was someone got the cake out in the rain? And that's
mm-hmm.
all they're saying. But you need it for whatever reason. Is they're talking to you about making sure you have all the ingredients for your cake, including the frosting. And that you need to listen to that song again.
Okay. I will do that.
Yeah, this is one of those times where I have no idea what I'm talking about. I mean,
they can have a sense of humor at times, can't they?
They can. So, but it must be meaningful to you. It must be. And so, if if it were me and I heard and I got that message, I would be looking at, because I can't interpret anything for you. That's not, that wouldn't be, that's your stuff. It's not mine. But what they're suggesting is you take a look at what was happening in your life when that, when you liked that song.
Okay.
And they're suggesting also that, that the words of the song have meaning for you.
Okay.
Now they got me curious. When we get off the show, when I get off this air, I'm going to find out what, I'm going to see if I can find it on the internet to hear it, because it's, it, cause it keeps, it, it just keep going. I hear the melody over and over in my head. So anyway, has this been helpful? Say again?
I'm going to see if I can find it too.
Yeah. I mean, but funny. Do you understand what this is about?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's good.
I appreciate
That's
it.
Good. Yeah. How long
Thank
have you been
you.
Listening to the program? Yeah. How long have you been listening?
At least 3 years.
God bless you. Good. It's so nice to hear from people who listen. It's what's wonderful. And you know, and maybe you'll consider taking the teleconference.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Well, if you email me, I'll be glad to email you just some information. You know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, oh, yeah, it will be a lot of fun. Absolutely. So that's great. And I hope, again, did we answer your questions?
Yes. Yeah, most definitely. Thank you so much.
You feel,
bye-bye.
You're welcome. You have a good evening. Good night. Bye-bye. And if you'd like to email me for more information on the teleconference, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And you can also email me questions tonight. You can call in with questions, or you can email me questions. Remember, that's always available to you. Okay, so let's go back to our defining our life here. So the idea here is that You're going to describe your life from a place of where you're at, and then you're going to describe the life in detail of what you want. You also want to really define what alignment means to you. So when you're, this is a straightforward question. What does alignment mean to you? Where does alignment play in your life? What do you feel aligned with in your life right now? And where do you feel out of alignment in your life now? And again, these are not one-sentence answers. It's really about moving into your heart and telling yourself the truth. It's really, this is an exploration and a conversation with yourself. Because this conversation with yourself is one that needs to happen in order for you to begin to accept yourself and care about you and have compassion for you. So again, what does alignment mean to you? Where do you feel aligned now? Where do you feel out of alignment? Those are important. And then of course, what do you want to align with? And when you're deciding or discerning or defining what you want to be aligned with, remember, you have to find out where you're out of alignment before you can choose to be go into where you want to be in alignment. You have to have the yin and the yang there. You want to really explore what your deepest desires are. And many times, your deepest desires are actually different. And things will emerge from the depths of your being as a deep desire that you had possibly forgotten about or never thought of. But when you start becoming honest and you start tilling the soil, you uncover treasures. And those treasures are your deepest desires. And so you want to see how they align. How they align with how your description of your finances and your environment, of what you truly want. How do your deepest desires align with what you truly want? Or what you were describing in your environment, etc. And so, once you have all that done, I know this seems like it's a lot, and for those people who are listening for the first time, yes, you may want to go into the archives and re-listen to this show. This is going to be one of those shows that you're going to want to re-listen to. Absolutely. Re-listen to it. So after you do all your discernment and your defining, you want to ask yourself, your higher self and inner being, you want to ask, how can I move into alignment with my personality and my soul? How can I move into alignment with my personality and my soul? Because when you ask how you can move into alignment with your personality and your soul, the answers that will come will help you understand who you are from a point of perception versus truth. In fact, you may even want to ask yourself that question of who am I? And really look at the difference between perception versus truth. And what they're saying here is that there's a perception that you have of who you are. There's a perception that you have of what you're quote-unquote supposed to be doing. You have a perception of who you think you are or who you think you should be. Those are all perceptions that you have molded over the years that may have absolutely nothing to do with the truth of who you are or who you'd like to become. So this is about mining the gold of your heart by helping yourself know yourself better so that you can truly move into alignment with your personality and your soul. And by the way, if you've got any comments out there, I would love to hear them. So you may just go ahead and give a call. You can call in at 530-413-4511, or you can call in at 530-413-4515, or 530-413-4520. And again, if you're just listening, you're not by a computer, or you know a friend who's not by a computer, they can listen to the show without a computer, just via their phone, by dialing 712-432-0075, and the access code is 318-1116. So that's going to be real important. I'd love to hear from you folks if you'd like to call in and comment on these things, or how the idea of moving into this self realization or personal inventory, how does that feel for you? What's going on in your being? Is it scary? Is it exciting? Are you curious? Let's talk about what it is you truly want to do. Oh, thank you for calling. Hi there, caller. This is Donna. Who's this?
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
It's JoJo. How's it going?
Hey, JoJo. Good. I got your email. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's exciting that you'll be starting that the webinar series.
Yes. That's what I call it, a webinar, huh? It's a webinar on the Akashic Records. That's what it is. That's great. So what's your question tonight, JoJo?
I had a few things floating through my head, but for some reason the one that popped through was to ask
uh-huh.
you if there's some prayer that you could bring forth that we could all kind of send into the planet, into Mother Earth, you know, with all these earthquakes and whatever else, if there's the next level of some kind of powerful prayer that we could say every day, that would just help
okay.
kind of focus this energy so it's easier for Mother Earth, but also easier for us as we transition through these times.
Sure, thanks. That's a great question. Okay, so you want to stay on the phone as it comes forward?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, great. All right, so I'd like everyone to center in. And so this is a prayer of healing for ourselves, humanity, as well as Mother Earth, okay? And so as we settle in, we want to really align with not only our inner light, but the light from Source. The light from Source that surrounds us and flows through us. And as that light grows, we ask that the light move through our bodies into Mother Earth. To help heal her, to help comfort her. And as the light moves through our bodies, we are activating the light of the earth. And this light spreads like roots of the trees. Into the depths of the core, surrounding her, embracing her, enveloping her with light and love. And as we merge into this light, we receive from the divine, and we receive from Mother Earth, that which we give. And so each day, it is important to put your hand over your heart and move deep into your being. With love, by saying, I love you, and using your name, and then saying, I love you, Gaia. I love you, Mother Earth. And moving deep from that place into gratitude for being here on the planet. And thanking yourself for the choice of holding that light. And thanking the divine for partnering with us all to hold the earth in light. So that we may be a shining beacon of love for all the galaxies. As we shift our consciousness into the being of love. Thank God. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Source, for all your wonderful blessings that you have bestowed upon each one of us. Namaste. And so when we rise up in the morning, it's important to show our gratitude by saying however you speak of Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Universe. Thank you, God. Thank you, Light, for all my wonderful blessings. And to say that upon rising, and say it before you go to sleep. Because what you say and where your thoughts are, very right before you fall into that sleep, is really very important, not only for you, but it's also important for the whole entire Earth. That's where our connective point goes. Once we go to that sleep, we're able to then move from our bodies into the collective. And it's the thoughts that we have right before going to sleep that moves us into that vibration of light and love. Is that helpful?
Yeah, that's very helpful.
You okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was just, that was pretty deep. Pretty wonderful.
Yes, it was. Thank you. That's good. That was what the masters, teachers, and loved ones want us all to experience. So, very good.
Thank you for doing that.
That was wonderful.
I'll let you continue with what you're doing because I want to hear you finish up with your program tonight.
Yeah, that was great. That was a great comment. Thanks so much, JoJo, and I'll email you information about the workshop.
Please do. Look forward to it. Thank you, Donna. Have a great night.
Okay. You too, dear.
Bye.
Take care. Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, that was a great question. I love your calls, folks. I've said this more than once, but you are. You're the reason I do this. This is like a service that I love to do. Okay, so here we are. We're talking about perception versus truth. Who you are, perception versus truth. And that moves us into, and we're not going to get through this whole program tonight, that's for sure. But what's going to be important is for us to move into considering and making some choices in what is important for you to keep in your life, in your surroundings, in your environment, in your relationships, etc., based on the information that you will be receiving by doing these questions. We have the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, seven questions prior. This is the 8th question. What is important for you to keep? In other words, like, this is a guideline now. In order to be able to create the life you truly want, it's going to be important for you to discern and to define what you want to keep and what you want to release. What currently serves you and what currently does not serve you. So it's going to be very important for you to move into that discernment. And quite frankly, it's a question like that you will carry with you during the day. Do I want to keep this in my life? Do I want to release this from my life? Do I want to keep this in my life? Do I want to release this from my life? And so that is the question we're actually going to end with tonight, because it's important for us in our discerning to move deep into our learning. And that learning is about learning about you. Remember, the masters, teachers, and loved ones said again, honing you is owning you. And so as you hone and you discern and you define, you claim yourself in a bigger, more complete, deeper, and more magnificent way. And that's what's important about this. Okay, so we're almost done with the show. I also want to just kind of give you some dates. I'm going to be in San Diego again in October. I've actually got four lectures going in October in San Diego, three evening lectures and one morning lecture. So there's an evening lecture on the 26th, 27th, and 28th of October. There's a morning lecture in Carlsbad on the 29th of October, and the level one is going to be October 30th and 31st. And we have a level two that the following week on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of November. Also want to let you know I'm going to be at the Universal Light Expo. That's going to be in Columbus, Ohio, and that's going to be on the 9th and 10th of October. October is a busy month. And remember, the level one teleconference, the webinar, is going to be three consecutive Wednesdays and a Tuesday. So it's September 22nd, 29th, October 6th, and October 12th. And they're 2.5 hours each evening. It's 2.5 hours. And the Pacific time is going to be 10 p.m. to 12:30. Well, that's east. The Pacific time is going to be 7 to 9:30. And Eastern time is also 7 to 9:30. But if you're in Eastern time and you want to be in the Pacific group, that would be 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. So I hope I'm not confusing you with this, but we're going to be doing two sessions. So if you miss one, you can always jump in on the other, which makes that easier. Okay, I think I have answered all questions. My telephone number at home again, or at my home office, if you will, is 216-691-1233. And my email address is info@akashicwisdom.com. Well, we are here, and I just want to tell you how much I love you all. I hope you have a miracle-filled week. Remember, you are part of the divine, and using your I Am presence is going to be very important, especially when all things come forward or things are overwhelming. For you to say, I am that I am. I am a spark. I am a spark of the divine. I am a divine spark. I am that I am. I am divine love in action. I am open compassion. I am. The I am is so important. So call forth your I Am presence and allow that wonderful energy to flow through you. And bless Mother Earth for all that she's given us and all that we have. Thank the trees. Thank the sun. Thank the moon. Thank the clouds. Thank the flowers. Thank the vegetables. Thank the animals. Thank yourself. Thank the breeze. Thank the rocks. Thank the trees. Welcome each new baby with a smile and look in the mirror and tell yourself how much you're loved, because you are loved beyond measure. And so that's it for tonight, folks. I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask all those out there, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Records for the Akashic Wisdom show are now closed. As we'll all join me in saying amen. Have a miracle-filled week. This is Donna Fox. Talk to you next week when we'll continue with our questions. Good night, everybody. Walk in light and love. Bye-bye.